Campaign 2024's epicenter is South Carolina. Donald Trump supporters out in Rock Hill.
Tomorrow you will cast one of the most important votes of your entire life.
Opponent Nikki Haley slams Trump for sabotaging a Senate deal to ease the border crisis.
We can't wait one more day to secure that border.
The polls show Trump far ahead of Haley for tomorrow's South Carolina GOP primary. In a social media post, Trump says he supports in vitro fertilization days after Alabama's Supreme Court put that pregnancy option in jeopardy there. University of Virginia politics professor Larry Sabato.
Trump recognized immediately that this is a disaster. It's an absolute loser for Republican candidates.
Day after landing the Odysseus spacecraft on the moon, this from Intuitive Machines CEO Steve Altemus.
This is a gigantic accomplishment.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Ethics Commission is accusing GOP State Representative Janelle Branchian and Donald Trump's Joint Fundraising Committee of evading campaign finance laws to steer money towards Robin Voss's primary challenger in 2022. They allege that they, along with others, steered $40,000 in donations to the Langlade County GOP, which they then sent to Adam Steen. The Ethics Commission is recommending local district attorneys to investigate and charge those involved with committing felonies. Several University of Wisconsin building projects are closer to moving forward after final legislative approval yesterday. The bill is now before the governor. The projects include a new engineering building at UW-Madison. It's part of the deal the UW system struck with Republican leaders in exchange for new limits on campus diversity efforts. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Isaiah Kramer has been missing from Waukesha County for almost 3 weeks. The sheriff's department says they've been getting tips, including one from Northern Illinois and another in Manitowoc. There is also a tip suggesting the 16-year-old Isaiah may have been spotted near the intersection of Edgewood and Center Drive in Vernon February 5th. People are being asked to check their outbuildings and home security cameras for any possible leads. Following a woman's death in extremely cold weather, Milwaukee has implemented a new ambulance policy. By law, rescue crews must now search for patients who dial 911 but are not immediately visible. 49-year-old Jolene Waldrop called for help in January after falling and hitting her head. An ambulance was seen on security footage traveling past her location, but the crew didn't stop because they were unable to see her. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Baseball gets started tomorrow. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers' first exhibition game of spring training out in Arizona tomorrow against the Padres. The first pitch at 2:10 Central Time. There's been talk that Sal Frelick will play some third base this spring. When will that happen? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
First day. He's special, man. The kid's special. He can do it. That people ask me, why is he doing it? Because he can. If anybody can do it, it's Sal.
NBA, the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota. Milwaukee will be without Chris Middleton, still dealing with an ankle injury. NFL, Packers Matt LaFleur introducing Jeff Hafley as the team's new defensive coordinator.
Certainly have always had respect for him from afar as a football coach. He's worked with my brother at two different stops. He's worked with Kyle Shanahan at two different stops in Cleveland and San Francisco. And I know how those guys, how much respect they have for him as a person first and a coach second.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. High temperatures today have already been hit as a cold front slides through the state. We'll see more clouds than sun and spotty snow showers, which could accumulate a trace on roads to up to a half an inch on grassy areas. And temperatures tonight crash cold alongside blustery winds. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Friday edition, the Was It Worth It edition. Well, it's always worth it when our good friend, attorney at law, Maggie Dawn, for a few more days, like till March 4th, Milwaukee County Corporation Council, and soon to challenge us for the title of greatest radio show host or hostess ever. She starts her new gig Monday at 2 o'clock. I encourage you to tune in. She's our new lead-in. And I also encourage all the fine people, and, you know, I feel a little torn here saying this, Dom, but we're going to work for longer starting Monday. I'm so excited.
For more work?
50% cooler, 50% more work than we're doing today. We're going to start doing on Monday, and I'm very excited. And also, the self-promotion, it's ramping up starting on Monday. All our WMDX 92.7 FM listeners, I encourage you, as you're driving around, look for us. We're going to be on some billboards, digital stuff.
Oh, nice.
That all starts on Monday. Very, very clever stuff. We hope to roll out on some digital billboards.
Only the most sexy pictures of me, right? I mean, I don't remember giving approval on anything, Michael.
Oh, I feel relatively confident you won't disapprove.
All right.
I thought I shared. Didn't I share? I felt semi-confident I had shared, but, you know, I was on vacation, so who knows?
Yeah, right.
Maybe I had a bad internet connection.
You got some catching up to do, Crudy.
So we're expanding to 3 hours. We're taking the freedom. What was it called? For the Love of Democracy tour. I like the freedom part, though. Just threw a random freedom in there for good measure.
Freedom. Oh, very Scott Walker of you.
We're taking the For the Love of Democracy tour, thanks to our fine sponsor, Chad's Design Build, on the road to Michigan next, because they got a primary coming up on Tuesday, Dom. And there's a primary coming up this weekend in South Carolina. That's going to be a bloodbath. No, I don't do the southern states. Prefer not to go down south. You know, it's the right time of year. Got a little bad weather floating around, but I hear it's going to be glorious soon. So, no, here in the upper Midwest, these are the states that matter. We'll be on the ground. We'll bring you relevant coverage as only this radio product can. But Dom, as we turn towards the airing of the grievances, Friday style, I got to I got a story that just caught my attention. This breaking news hot off the presses. The NRA and Wayne LaPierre found liable in lawsuit over the misspending of funds. And I thought I had seen another headline worded just a little differently. Ex-NRA head found liable for $5.4 million in civil corruption case. I think that's his personal liability. Talking about Wayne LaPierre. I'd like to share a little of this with you and the audience, Tom. A little grievance on behalf of, you know.
I mean, the NRA, it couldn't happen to a nicer organization.
Here's the question. Wayne LaPierre, was it worth it? We'll find out soon. A New York state jury on Friday said the former long-serving National Rifle Association leader, Wayne LaPierre, as well as other executives of the gun rights group, were liable in a lawsuit centered on the organization's lavish spending. The much like the devil's advocates, we're
other people's money, baby.
Are we traveling first class to Michigan, Tom?
Well, your car or mine?
Probably mine. You know, I got a little more legroom. Yeah. The jury found that LaPierre, who was the NRA's CEO for 3 decades, misspent millions of dollars. I wish I had that kind of money laying around to misspend. The corruption amongst these Republicans and their supportive organizations, Tom, it's all bubbling up to the surface, be it the Trump org or the NRA or maybe
jets, vacations, expensive suits. I mean, that's all about what? The Second Amendment? Or is it just another grift?
Wouldn't this be First Amendment? Because it's money and money is free speech.
Money is speech, right.
The jury found that LaPierre, who was the NRA's CEO for 3 decades, misspent millions of dollars of the group's money on private flights, vacations, and other lavish perks. The decision came at the end of a 6-week trial that began in early January, days after LaPierre announced his resignation from the NRA. Going to spend more time with family. The trial cast an unflattering spotlight on the leadership, culture, and finances of the NRA, which was founded more than 150 years ago in New York City to promote riflery skills. That sort of changed since then. The group later grew into a political powerhouse that has influenced federal law and presidential elections. I think they've been diminished. What do you think? A New York state lawyer said that LaPierre billed the NRA more than $11 million for private jet flights. Quite the Taylor Swiftie, isn't he?
I mean, you got to get places.
LaPierre spent more than $500,000 on 8 trips to the Bahamas over a 3-year span. Sure, it wasn't Lolita Island. No, that accusation's not in here that I've read so far. Said the lawyers for the New York Attorney General Letitia James's office. There's her name again, Dom.
Yeah, just James rolling.
Oh, she is killing it. State attorneys also say he authorized $135 million in NRA contracts for a vendor whose owners showered him with free trips to the Bahamas, Greece, Dubai, and India and gave him access to their 108-foot yacht. I should have saved the boat song.
You know, man, I don't need to buy it if I can use it.
Wasn't that Clarence Thomas's attitude? Just use someone else's yacht?
You know, I have a lot of friends. I got a lot of friends.
And wasn't Steve Bannon also on a yacht when they first arrested him? Some Chinese billionaire's yacht?
Former NRA president, Oliver North. Remember that guy?
Oh, I do.
Most famous for his role in the Iran-Contra scandal during the Reagan administration. Testified during the trial, turning on the organization and saying that Tish James' financial allegations against the NRA, they were accurate. Accurate.
Damn.
As the Raw story writes, this comes at a time when the NRA, infamous for its militant organizing on gun policy in the United States, is reportedly already in a state of decline with membership and funds drying up. Well, yeah, when you see your quote-unquote leadership of your whatever charity, whatever you want to call your 501c3, your action group, whatever it is, and they're out there just robbing you and all your small dollar donors. I mean, this is very Trumpian of them, of course. Is this how they roll? I mean, is this how all of them are? I mean, Donald Trump does it with his, you know, Save America PAC. Hell, they were apparently, according to the Wisconsin Ethics Commission, violating Wisconsin campaign laws by circumventing the limits. You know, funneling money to what a candidate supported by the former president, for example,
money laundering.
You could call it that. You could call it that. Money laundering. What else? The Bannon, the build the wall thing, right? This is a big scam. You got convicted for that. Of course, he was pardoned by Trump, but just scamming, just taking money from suckers. Why do you give money to these folks when they live like this? They're not doing anything to benefit you. If they tell you what you want to hear and you feel good, maybe that's the benefit, but that's about it. Because they're taking that money and they're living their lives and you're funding it. You're supporting it. And hell, Crudy, you know how this thing works. Half of these are probably tax deductible.
501c3s. Because Scott Walker asked. I mean, how Scott Walker escaped criminal prosecution for his own campaign felonious, I would allege, campaign finance violations. You know, it took a corrupted Supreme Court. It took the twisted corruption of the Wisconsin legislature to change the laws, to give him cover. And even after they've created this Wild West environment here in the state of Wisconsin, well, then these Republicans have found greater ways to money launder to try and rig elections to their benefit, to the outcomes they would prefer. And then all they do is bemoan and snowflake, oh, poor us, we're being prosecuted just because we're grifters and criminals.
Maybe do a little less grifting and a little less criming, and there wouldn't be, prosecutions. Just saying.
And, you know, I know the Donald Trump stuff's, a week old now, but my understanding is Engoron has given him a firm deadline. You know, the Trump team, they wanted to reflect upon the judgment and perhaps give input. We weren't given proper input on the $355 million judgment. We've got some stuff we'd like you to consider, Judge.
We got something to say about that.
And my understanding is the judge was less receptive than you or I might be, Dom, because we're generous guys of spirit. Judge Engoron, less generous of spirit than you, Dom. That might be a little bit of a bad decision by the Trump team. But Engoron, my understanding, has now set a firm deadline, 30 days to pay.
It's on.
Yeah, it's on. And Letitia James says she'll come after the Trump buildings if he doesn't pay.
You have to. I mean, the guy owes the money.
Which makes you wonder, what's the next grift? And of course, it already dropped down. I can't believe I missed it. Trump sneakers. Yeah. Oh, my God. The internet loves the Trump sneakers. I saw the best one I saw. A Trump gold, because these sneakers he's now selling for hundreds of dollars a pair, maybe thousands, $400
a piece initially, and then apparently they all sold out. So now we're on the secondary market, but I don't know if anyone's even got them yet. But
I saw one Russian oligarch had a $9,000 pair. He was very proud of them. But
very proud.
The best meme I saw was someone had made a Trump diaper with the gold wrap and the label on there. But 30 days to pay $355 million. Or,
dude, interest rolling like over $100,000 a day.
Only 90. Let's not exaggerate. $90,000 a day in big, baby. I heard
over $100 a day.
Well, sometimes you hear wrong.
Oh,
come back, true. Devil's Advocate. 63% of the time, we're right every time. I know you appreciated Dom in my absence, but now that I'm back, the level of accuracy may go up to like 67%.
I don't know, man. I try not to make any bold statements.
We are going to take your phone calls. I guarantee it. 844-96-PARTY. Call us.
Maybe we could launder the money.
To conceal the source of money as by channeling it through an intermediary.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life. And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Todd Allball Show.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Friday to us all. Join us. Air the grievances. Let us know what you're thinking at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I was intrigued by this headline. Terrified. CNN analyst says extreme measure taken to keep Biden witness in jail. You see, they rearrested the guy. Is that like double secret probation?
Seemingly.
This is the perhaps Russian operative flight risk that made the false accusation has now been charged by the FBI. Here is the coverage. Prosecutors who demanded the rearrest, I don't even know that term, a former FBI informant accused of lying about $5 million in bribes. He claimed that former current president Joe Biden accepted are terrified he might flee the country. That's what a legal expert said today. Ellie Honig appeared on CNN Friday to discuss what host Poppy Harlow described as the super rare decision to rearrest Alexander Smirnoff, the guy named after Vodka Dom, a key witness in the House Republican impeachment probe, who now faces charges that he made false statements to the FBI. Here's how unprecedented it is, Poppy. I've never seen it happen this way. This tells me that prosecutors are absolutely terrified that this guy might take off. Smirnoff, who also accused of having ties to Russian intelligence, was originally arrested on February 14th, but was released after a Las Vegas magistrate seized his passport and ordered GPS monitoring. Ordinarily, the step as a prosecutor is you wait for the person to arrive at their assigned district. That usually takes a week or so. Prosecutors were not. I love when I cough in the middle of a quote. It's always makes it better. Prosecutors were not willing to wait that long. So they rearrested the man. Instead, they took their pleas to the federal court in California. And Smirnoff was rearrested at his attorney's offices on what they describe as basically the same charges. Now he's in custody. This is very extreme in measure. So Russian intelligence is feeding the impeachment action against
Russian agents feeding Smirnoff stories that he's mainlining into what? Jim Jordan and James Comer.
And we've been warned all the way back to Lev Parnas times. Remember, Rudy's buddy said this is an unreliable witness. This is Russian intelligence. So Republicans had been warned about this, yet they still ran this guy out, talking about the corruption of the party. What was the other accusation? I have to go look back in the historical records, the microfiche, Don, but didn't the Russians also funnel some money back to Republicans through, what was that organization called? Oh, yeah, the National NRA. Rifle Association.
I remember something along those lines, so, yes.
Is a lot of this Republican corruption also being funded, I would wonder, by Putin and Russia? And I saw the actual president, the good one, Joe Biden, out there today, slapping down some additional sanctions on Russia. Now, they're on triple secret probation, apparently, Dom. And I also saw Brett Baer over the weekend did an interview with Zelensky, you know, the guy Trump got impeached for failing to give the missiles to the first time when the Russians were knocking on the door, and now they're in Ukraine and they're killing people and destroying the nation. And we've got a Republican Party that will not fund these defensive armaments. And other than allegiance to Putin, I'm not sure how to explain it. What is going on with this party? Are they married? Is it just corruption? Do they take anybody's money? Is it the Russian money they really desire? But I'm telling you, man, this party is so deep. I don't see how they ever come out of this hole. Talking to you, Republicans. And disarray doesn't even cover it, man. It is corrupt to the core.
The question for me specifically is, did James Comer and did Jim Jordan, do they know? Did they
know?
Yes,
they always knew. They never cared.
They always knew. They don't care. It was a political effort. But if you're going to, put out, Russian propaganda, if you're going to believe anything that anybody says, you know, roll it out there as this is fact and this is true. Well, what is the consequence for that? If you can't be charged for accepting knowing Russian lies from an informant about your political adversary that you want to impeach Joe Biden because Trump got impeached twice? Is that your motivation? Because as far as I've seen, there's been no evidence of anything that these guys are saying that they're accusing Biden of, putting millions of dollars in his pocket and yada, yada, yada. That's not the case. That's not the case. So if there's no legal consequence for these Republicans, is there an electoral one? Is there a political one? And again, I talk about, the credibility issue. Where is the credibility? Where is the character? Where is the consistency from these Republicans? I mean, if those of character
are retiring and getting the hell out of town to go spend time with family, just ask Mike Gallagher. If you got even a skosh of character, you get out.
Terrible. 844-967-2789. It's the Friday. We're airing the grievances. This is one of them. Let's get to the lines. Let's go, Paul. You are up. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome back, Cody. Do you have a good time out in California?
I hardly ever have a bad time, but I missed you, Wisco. It's good to be back.
Oh, that's so nice of you to say. Hey, my grievance is what you're talking about right now. A close second is the money that was flushed down the toilet with Gableman. I mean, that's my tax payer money to the tune of a couple of mil. And that was all
paying a guy to be an investigator who was flouting the law and breaking and destroying public records in real time and was supposed to be a credible investigator. He was hired at the behest of Janelle Branchon, who's now an accused felon. And, Robin Voss, I know he's quote unquote the target or the victim of this crime, but he brought this one on himself because he went down to Alabama, I believe, on a private jet with Trump, and he believed enough to do whatever Trump asked of him to hire Gableman.
Paul, I don't believe it for a minute. I don't believe Voss believed it. I think what Voss did was play a political game. And at the end of the day, what we all know, Wisco, is you cannot negotiate with terrorists.
Well, in my mind, Trump is behind all this stuff. And sooner or later, I don't know where we're going with Trump, but if he gets in trouble, he's going to dump on all Republicans, including our Senator Ron Johnson. But very quickly, if you don't help out Ukraine, there's not enough people joining the armed forces right now. If you have an attack on Poland or any place in Europe that's in NATO, it's the same as dropping a bomb on Milwaukee. You're going to have to go fight these boys. And I don't think the Republicans understand the ramifications of that. I know.
Well, they might. That's why they want out of NATO, man, because NATO is the thing keeping Putin at bay. And they're on the Putin team.
Well, I mean, come on, man. These are the same Republicans that are going to, sandbag giving aid to Ukraine to fight off the Russians. But well, this also, at the same time, on the other side, take all this Russian information through the Smirnov character to besmirch the current president. To what? To instill more chaos in this country. They are the agents of chaos. This cannot stand. It cannot stay this way.
Well, more like good business partners to the Republican Party. Someone's got to pay for their re-election campaigns, right? More of your grievances, 844-967-2789. Call now.
The then as of this moment, they're on double secret probation.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allbaugh. Noon to 3 on Monday, we'll review the week's news and bring you a little entertainment as well, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report, sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's tuition reciprocity agreement with Minnesota may be changed. Reciprocity lets students from one state pay in-state tuition in the other state. A bill that passed the assembly yesterday would redirect excess tuition money to the Wisconsin university they attend instead of the state's general fund. A Wisconsin Native American leader is praising state officials for helping tribal hospitals and clinics get bigger Medicaid reimbursements. James Crawford is the Forest County Potawatomi chairman. He's also thankful for the state's efforts to boost affordable housing.
This is not an easy problem to fix, but the package of bipartisan bills you passed and signed into law will make positive steps to creating more affordable housing options in our communities.
Crawford gave yesterday's State of the Tribes address. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine County District Attorney's Office has received a referral from the Wisconsin Ethics Commission. It's in regards to a criminal investigation involving Republicans. The bipartisan committee has sent referrals against former President Trump's Political Action Committee, Representative Janelle Branchon, and the Friends of Adam Steen Campaign Committee. The investigation is related to an alleged scheme to launder money through the Langlade County GOP in an effort to defeat Robin Voss. Racine County District Attorney Patricia Hansen says she'll review the documents and decide on charges within 40 days. Milwaukee's chances of hosting an NBA All-Star game have gone back up. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports the league clarified today that smaller markets aren't out of the running to host the annual event. Bucks officials put in a bid for the 2028 game. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Current Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Current Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. HBO has decided to renew True Detective for a fifth season. The show is coming off its fourth and most popular, if not critically acclaimed, season yet. Deadline reports that it is still unclear if the storyline will be a continuation of the most recent True Detective, Night Country, or completely unrelated. Here's a pitch for season five. The cast has to investigate why season two sucked. Can an actor be too old to do a sex scene? One of my favorite actors, Mark Ruffalo, thought yes, but agreed to do one anyway in Oscar-nominated Poor Things. Ruffalo said he's never had to do a scene where he appeared naked and did not want to subject viewers to that much of him. A true professional, though, Ruffalo agreed to do the scene in the name of comedy and to viewer disgust. Don't worry, Mark, I'm half kidding. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Flurries ending, mostly clear tonight, low in the mid-teens. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, high in the upper 30s. Low 50s for a high and mostly sunny Sunday. On Monday, even warmer, breezy with a high in the mid-50s. Lots of sun. Currently it's 26.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Allbaugh, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crut.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through a Was It Worth It Friday edition, happier happy hour. You know, we air the grievances here, and phone lines, they work toll free. Still got a little travel cough. Apologize. 844-967-2789. But Dom, I did check the text line.
Yeah.
And there's a whole sequence.
Back, man. I've been totally neglecting the text line. I blame Nate.
Well, there's a bit of a theme here, and it's trash talking yours truly. Let me give you a few examples. It's about time you get back to work, you slacker. Yeah, thanks, Kurt. Here's another one from Jeff and Shorewood. Why is Crudy even allowed back on the air? He left. That was great solo. We even got more great Nate. Thanks. Then there's Steve from a few blocks away who takes 9.5 mile power walks, and I'm 62. So he's calling me fat and lazy for struggling up a mountain.
Keep moving, Crudy. You got to keep moving.
Here's another one. Crudy, your hairdresser daughter in LA who heard things from clients, ain't exactly Charles Franklin in the Marquette University poll. I think Joe Biden will win California in November. Focus on Wisconsin, Professor Crudy. Thanks, Steady Eddie. And here's one. They're even trash talking Maggie. Here's one against Maggie. Not exactly trash talk, but let me clarify the point. Come on, Maggie Dawn. Why do special prosecutors always have to be conservatives? Use a liberal one. Republicans use conservatives. I take any prosecutor who is willing to charge the alleged felonies, according to the Wisconsin Ethics Commission, against the whole passel of Wisconsin Republicans, including Janelle Branch and Adam Steen, the Trump pack. They were county all in party. Cahoots.
And apparently DAs of those county parties, the DAs that are in those counties belonging to those parties. And very, very concerned about election fraud and all that, but what, you're going to facilitate the money laundering from the Trump Save America PAC so they can, you know, put more money than they're supposed to against a Republican who you don't like, Robin Voss, or his opponent, Adam Steen? That's okay? Are you going to investigate yourself, sir?
And Lordy, I hear there's tapes. Janelle Branchon, here's a little free advice from Crudy. Get yourself a good effing criminal defense attorney.
You're going to need it.
Oh, you will. Tom from St. Paul, welcome to the show. KTNF, shout out. How you doing, Tom?
Hey, Tom.
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Excellent.
We're back awesome. Together. Yeah.
Got the band back together, Tom.
With two people. I'm calling because I understand our Constitution is there to protect people's life, liberty, and their pursuit of happiness. And the justice system is there to make sure that all the people who might deplete that for other people lose things like their liberty or their happiness. You fine them a lot of money, you know, they're not happy about it, but so you take some of their happiness. Yeah, you put them in jail and you take some of their liberty, then they begin to feel it. And I'm against the death penalty, so I'm not at all saying that someone like Trump should get the death penalty just because we got to go that far before we have some mechanism that hurts. But it seems to me that all this money coming in for his supporting his campaign is able to, you know, take care of his meals and his entourage and his jet fuel and his fines, that, you know, they shouldn't be finding him. They should be taking his liberty. They should be putting him in jail for 30 days.
But Tom, that's not where we're at quite yet. We've only gone through the civil process so far. These have only been civil suits that Trump has lost at. He's lost litigation.
I know, but he's still, you know, he's still poisoning the water everywhere.
Well, no doubt, but the criminal...
You've got to get him off the street. So you charge him with something that's going to get him off the street.
Well, March 25th is, and Tom, I appreciate your thought, and I certainly want Trump off the street. He is poisoning the electorate. March 25th, the Alvin Bragg, and I was never a big fan of the Stormy Daniels case, but it is, you know, potentially a criminal conviction coming against the old man, against Donald Trump. And it's the first one on the calendar. It's the first time any president will ever be a criminal defendant, near as I can tell. You know, Nixon, had he not been pardoned, perhaps. But of course, the notion you got to pardon a guy is the reason he's subject to prosecution. And this one doesn't have to wait for the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, I did also see that Eileen Cannon down in Florida denied a bunch of the Trump legal team's missives, but I understand it might be for ulterior motive to keep a potential trial on the calendar and sort of block the calendar in case Chutkin wants to reschedule the January 6th trial, Tom. But I'm not, you know, privy to what happens in between the head of the Trump-appointed Judge Cannon? Question mark?
Well, I mean, if Judge Cannon, if the secret documents, the hoarding of our nation's secrets in Mar-a-Lago and Trump and the efforts that we as a country went through to try to get them back and his BS filings saying, oh, these are my personal documents and yada, yada, yada. If that trial isn't going to commence in May, it's not going to commence in May. We know it's not going to commence in May. I'd like it to. It's a very important issue, but I highly doubt that's going to happen. So she can keep it on the calendar all she wants, but at some point, it's got to move, and that's going to open up at some point once the U.S. Supreme Court decides that, you know what, Donald Trump, you absolutely do not have absolute immunity to order SEAL Team 6 to murder Crudy.
What?
That's not a thing.
Why Crudy?
Why not? So there is going to be a gap in the calendar, and I it's entirely possible that when that comes down from the U.S. Supreme Court, I would say it's imminent. You know, it means anytime in the next several months, Chutkin's case can start up, and they can take that May spot, and we could have that case going before the Republican convention here in Milwaukee.
Oh, boy, can dream, can he, Dom?
Oh, can he? He's got to.
And, you know, back to Tom in the cities, Tom, that is when justice will be served, when there is a criminal conviction. One other footnote, and then we'll get back to your grievances, 844-967-2789. I'm a little concerned about the Fulton County prosecutor and the new evidence that was presented today that she may have perjured herself in this action. Seeking to disqualify her as the prosecutor. If she perjured herself, she's probably off the case, her and the Wade. And both of them said their romantic relationship started after the employment. And there were at least 25 trips tracked by his cell phone, many of them overnight trips that were presented in the evidence today. My understanding, that's got me concerned about the Fulton County prosecution, Dom. Because the prosecutor is probably going to have to step aside. And I hate to say I was right on this because she's not the one on trial, right? But if she perjured herself.
Well, that's entirely separate.
That's a whole different thing.
That's a whole different thing for me. And because my whole position on this is you stand up, you tell the truth. Whether or not you were having sex or weren't having sex, when, you know, whatever your timeline is, it better be accurate. I don't think either way it affects the case, my own personal opinion. But if you stand up, and you get out there and you go on the stand and you take the oath and you say wrong and incorrect and inaccurate and things, I mean, it goes to your credibility and you got to go. Well, you just got to go. You can't do that.
And there were nepotism statutes and they speak directly to family members, but one could construe one's lover might be, you know, fall under that statute. So the effort to not disclose, just like Donald Trump, right? Donald Trump, although he paid off a porn star, but if they colluded to not tell the truth and to shield their romantic relationship because they didn't want to talk about it, it could be for more than personal reasons. Because, you know, I never liked the fact that Bill Clinton, the former president, got caught lying about a sexual liaison, right? Shouldn't ever have been asked those questions on the stand. Well, neither should Fannie Willis. I don't think she should have ever had to answer these questions on the stand, except she did. And if she lied and the cell phone evidence seems to indicate she might have, now she's got a big problem, just like Bill Clinton did.
Let it play out and we'll see what happens. And ultimately, the judge will make that determination. But ultimately, what does not change are the facts on the ground. What does not change is the evidence presented. That the RICO charges against everybody involved and what they try to do. It doesn't change the fact Trump was recorded.
It will change who's going to prosecute them and when.
Votes, though. Those things don't change.
It will change when they are prosecuted. And again, Tom seeking justice, as am I. Justice is timely justice. Shouldn't have to drag on forever. We shouldn't have to pray to God on election night this year because a known should be convicted felon who has certainly betrayed his country in many different ways through this criminal action. We should know that. The American people, and I don't mean those paying attention, not the smart people listening to this fine program, but I'm talking about those that barely pay attention. Oh, and Trump's been out there saying, oh, it's a false prosecution. We need the conviction. The conviction changes the opinion of the electorate. And if he's wrong, criminally wrong, and we know he probably is, let's get to the conviction stage. Let's get to the sentencing stage. And let's put, you know, Cheeto Messiah in General Pop. He'll lose his mattress on the first day.
And his slippers. 844-967-2789. L.A. Tom, you are up. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, not the corporations. And we must wake up and realize that. Second, Really easy messaging for Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the Antichrist. Everyone should be calling him and the listening audience the Antichrist.
But that implies he's a vessel of God, Tom.
I don't believe it in that God stuff, Tom. What are you talking about? I mean, he's a criminal.
No, I know that, but if you look at
needs to face the consequences. He's not the son of Satan sent here, whatever. Tom, come on, man.
But my grievance is, even if you look at the historical dude, Jesus Christ, he was about peace. He was about turning the other cheek. He was about all that stuff. Whether you believe he was the son of God or whatever it is you believe, doesn't matter. Donald Trump is saying that they are Christian nationalists, which is one of my grievances, because how dare you even use the word Christian in your name, because you are absolutely nothing. You guys are anti that figurehead. You are anti-Christ. And that's exactly what people should be calling him, DTAC.
But Tom, people get confused. It's like the whole Antifa concept. You know, anti-fascism is a good thing, but you say Antifa and they think it's a bad thing. Let's sneak a few more in. Appreciate your call, Tom. Should have met me at the harbor, buddy. Rico from Rock County, how you doing, man?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, welcome back, Curdy. Welcome back.
All right, Rico. Go quick, though. Lots of people holding, buddy. Not that we don't love you.
Oh, okay. All right. All I was going to say is I just can't believe what we've gotten to with this guy. You know, he has literally affected and destroyed every corner of our society. I do not know what more to say but that. There's my little time right there. He literally has affected media. He's literally affected politics, obviously. But he's attacked and affected agents of chaos, is what Dom said, our whole entire world.
Rico, I don't think that's entirely fair to say about Dominic.
Come on. Thanks for the call, Rico. The good side, though, we see now. The Republicans, we see how they are. And the media and the different institutions, do they stand, do they not? If there is a good side of what Donald Trump has done to this country, it has shown a light on all sorts of different things. And in that sense, it is very enlightening to know where the Republicans are these days. We know they're not family values. They're not fiscal conservatives. They're not about you know, American security. If they were, they wouldn't be kowtowing to the Russians the way they do. So I'll keep the compass half
full if we have to look at it in one way. I got a grievance. We're going to get to that as well. And more of your calls, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
It's Oscar season. And since the award started in 1929, more than 3,000 Oscars have been awarded. But only 60 have been won by Black actors. The first Black woman to win Best Lead Actress was Halle Berry for the film Monsters Ball in 2002. Denzel Washington earned Best Lead Actor for Training Day also in 2002, marking the first time both of the top Oscars were won by African Americans. That hasn't happened since. Listen for more Black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
We're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the lines, 844-967-2789. But be patient. I got a rant for a minute, Crudy. My grievance of the day, NBC News. On the same day that Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice Tom Parker handed down an opinion declaring that fertilized frozen embryos are people, imperiling access into in vitro fertilization treatments, he espoused support for a once-fringe philosophy that calls on evangelical Christians to reshape society based on their interpretation of the Bible. Here's a quote from the judge. God created government. No, he didn't. There is no God, but I continue. And the fact that we have let it go into possession of others, it's heartbreaking. What? That's why he's calling and equipping people to step back into these mountains right now. He said Alabama has adopted a theologically based view of the sanctity of life, and life cannot be wrongfully destroyed without incurring the wrath of a holy God. To support his legal opinion, Parker repeatedly cited the book of Genesis, including a passage asserting that all people are created in God's image. Even before birth, all human beings bear the image of God, and their lives cannot be destroyed without effacing his glory. Genesis, not the band, the holy book, Genesis. If you were quoting Phil Collins, it would be more credible. But you think that's it? I mean, this is a Supreme Court justice. Also, CPAC, alt-right conspiracy theorist Jack Posobiec, about to finish what rioters began on January 6th. Here's what he said. CPAC, this is a conservative political action conference, you know, where the lead guy is like a big groper dude. But besides that, welcome to the end of democracy, he said. We're here to overthrow completely. We didn't get all the way on January 6th, but we will endeavor to get rid of and replace it with this right here, he said, holding his fist in the air. That's right, because all glory is not to government. All glory to God. I can't take it. I can't even take it. And I try not to, but this is beyond the pale. You got an Alabama judge saying IVF is their people, and he's basing it on a Genesis? What? And you got your CPAC, you got your folks saying, we're going to overthrow democracy, because God. I mean, how can you worship and believe that thing and also believe in the rights of individual people and liberty and justice for all in this country? They cannot be the same thing. You cannot put the God above the Constitution. And no, we were not founded on a Christian ideology. That's not true. There's no mention of Jesus Christ in any of our founding documents.
Well, every time I hear you rant, I think, Jesus Christ, 844-967-2789, Mark from the SAC. How you doing, man? Hey, thanks, Mark, for your patience, Mark.
No problem. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men,
driving their just post from the consent of the government. Eat crap, judge from Alabama or wherever the hell you crawled out of. I mean, that it is just, I agree with Dom here. These guys are they're in violation of their oaths of office.
Well, it's got to be pretty bad. Donald Trump came out publicly today against this ruling. I mean, how bad's it got to be when you're on the wrong side of Trump?
Pretty bad. I mean, Trump is, it is just shocking that they came right out and said at CPAC that they want to enter democracy. They want to bring down democracy. How many Russian operatives are hauling ass around CPAC? They're, handing off wads of bills to the guys that are down there. I mean, that's what I'd like to know. The FBI should go in there, do a sweep, and find all the Russian spies that are there.
Well, I'd imagine, Mark, if it were a bunch of Muslims saying that, or a bunch of some other folks, the Sikhs, perhaps. I mean, any other non-Christian religion organization standing up and saying we're going to overthrow democracy, be losing their freaking minds. But if it's inside the house, it's all okay. I mean, you cannot separate what's happening right now from the alt-religious Christian nationalist stuff. It's not even alt anymore. It's the basis of MAGA. Trump came out today, I'm a proud Christian. Oh, really? Based on what?
Based on the fact he was speaking to the Christian Broadcast Network. 844-967-2789. It's got Christian right in the name. Yeah. Cam from Nina. Welcome, Cam. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cam.
Hey, my grievance is that in the Fannie Willis case, they brought forward records from the private investigator that he subpoenaed for without entering it in a timely manner from AT&T with an entire year's worth nearly of information about a prosecutor, so Fannie Willis, right? An entire year's worth of her location data from her cell phone and from Wade's cell phone data, and it shows they're trying to make a connection saying that they were within at least a mile of each other 33 different times within the year that he started working there. And it just blows my mind that people are running with this saying that she lied under oath. It's almost a year's worth of data, and he's focusing on 2 days subpoenaed for it without getting an official okay to submit the subpoena. And is only focusing on 2 days. I feel like he was digging for something else.
Well, certainly they were digging. They're looking to disqualify the prosecutor, Cam. And if she made false representation under oath, even in this proceeding, then of course, none of us think she should have to explain her personal life. But once you're on the stand and you're under oath and you're lying, which is what is being alleged because cell phone data puts them together in overnight periods, there were like 25 different incidents in the reporting I read, and I wasn't sourcing that from Fox News. 844-967-2789. Nick from Madison. How you been, Nick?
Hey, Nick.
Good. How you been?
Good. What do you think of all the corrupt Republicans out there in this state and the world? How do you call yourself a conservative Republican? I know you're not a Trumpster, but you're still on the team, kind of, aren't you?
Okay. Here's my grievance. Okay, I am not a Republican. Okay,
kind of choked on it, didn't you?
I'm an independent. Yeah. I kind of choked on that. Yeah, but no, I it really bothers me that so many people will just kiss the ring for this guy. Really, this guy? No. No, no. I mean,
who would you kiss the ring for, Nick?
She's gonna lose. I know she's gonna lose, but I'm voting for Haley. But when Trump is the nominee, and he will be because Republicans are stupid, I'm going to vote for a write-in candidate.
Make it Dom or Crudy. That's all we ask. And listen to the Devil's Advocates. Starting on Monday, 3 hours of expanded coverage. We're taking the For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 on the road to Michigan, Dom's old stomping grounds. Thank you, Chad's Design Build. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Nate. Dom, thanks for filling in. And thank you, Maggie Dawn.
Welcome back, Rudy.
She starts Monday at 2.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Campaign 2024's epicenter is South Carolina. Donald Trump supporters.